All right. Yeah. Yesterday, Shanahan and Lynch talked to the media, and it was after they cut down to 53. Juwan Jennings, obviously the big story. Looks like he may be a little hurt. Looks like he definitely wants another contract, and it looks like the 49ers are definitely not going to give it to him. We put together this little three and a half minute right. clip. This is basically your Cliff's notes for yesterday's press conference, and then we'll get into it.
Juwan Jennings and just how that fits into the overall picture of the 53.
Yeah, so Juwan's still working through his calf issue, making progress. You know, we're kind of like everyone else, hopeful but not sure, you know, on week one. And, you know, we'll proceed as such. And so we're working to get the best mix out there. We added a piece today and, you know, in MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and thrilled to have him part of it. And, you know, we move forward.
Are you involved in any other wide receivers?
You know, we're always trying to improve our roster.
You guys have mentioned his MRI in the past. Do you guys see progress with that, with the imaging that's been taken on the calf?
Yeah, you don't image a guy like daily, you know. So that's something that happened a little bit ago. And, you know, if it doesn't get better soon, I'm sure we'll be doing more of that.
Is it worse than you originally had thought it was going to be?
Yeah, but I also, you know, calves can take a long time. That's one thing with that injury. Played with guys who they can take a while. So,
John, I'm sure you may be aware that there's been some conjecture that there's more than just a calf going on, given his desire for your contract and everything. Are you convinced when he is healthy that he'll be ready to play?
Well, there's a lot that goes into that, Eric. You know, ideally, everybody has a training camp. Everyone's out there. You know, that's a perfect world. But, you know, he's been putting in work to the side, and we'll have to make that judgment when the time comes. You know, the other thing is both things can be true. You know, he wants a new contract, and he's got a hurt calf. So I think people want to assume one or the other. Both things can be true.
When you make your decisions on the wide receiver position specifically, do you have to do it assuming you might not have Juwan for the first few weeks?
I think we make every decision on this roster with so many things in consideration. So, yes, of course.
Has he asked to be traded?
You know, a while ago he did. But that was a long time ago, and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp, or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it, you know, it was a while ago.
And this is a team that's had great chemistry, obviously, but it's also had some contractual issues in the past. What does it tell you that Juwan did ask to be traded, and how does that change the way you think about him or the way he exists on this organization?
No, that doesn't faze me at all. I don't think it has anything to do with team chemistry. And that only has anything to do with how we approach each other, how we spend our time with each other. That has to do with business decisions, and those are the business decisions people make. But I don't look at any of that stuff. I mean, you get a tweet of that while you're on a vacation, and I don't get the tweets, but when people copy a tweet and send it to me, that's about all I get, and I usually move on with my life.
John, when you said he did ask for a trade a while back, has that trade request been rescinded?
No, he asked for it, and we've moved on, and we're not doing that, so we're moving forward.
What does his contract site says that he has incentives baked into that contract that he signed? Does he have performance-based incentives?
I think that report, somebody put that in front, that was from last year. So those are things that he's already earned from last year. Yeah.
That, all right.
Yeah.
And I was a little too hard on Lynch, Stoney. Somebody said it in the chat, and I'll say it to you. My biggest takeaway is Lynch is over the Jennings situation. You could tell he's irritated. And, you know, they blew past his wanting to get traded demand, and he's still a 49er, and I'll double back, and, you know, I do this frequently. I do think now there is something lingering with the calf, and John kept it real, saying, you know, it's a combo of both, Donnie, so I just feel like he's over it, man, but I don't know if he'll be out on the field against Seattle, and it sounds like John Lynch and Kyle are prepared for him not to. Via calf or contract.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
I think I'll take
that to the bank.
I think that's a fair statement. You know, I interpret everything that Lynch was saying as a way to update us as much as possible about what's going on, but keep as many options open as possible. Clearly, if Juwan Jennings goes today, goes out and says the calf feels good, I'm going to practice.
Well, then yeah,
then
whole new ball game.
Then we got it. Then we got some action, but. I don't know if he's going to practice at any point. It doesn't sound like it through social media, but I'm not going to make an assumption there that he's not going to practice. So, is there any doubt that the ball right now is in Juwan Jennings' court?
No, but there may not be a hoop to shoot it on, Steiny. That ball may just lead you back to playing what you signed up for last year when you got your new deal,
yeah,
and helped the Niners. But as far as that ball leading you to new money, I think that court is there is no court for that. I could be wrong.
You know, the thing that I found interesting at the very end, what Shanahan said, was when he was asked about, you know, does this affect chemistry? Shanahan said, you know, this isn't a chemistry issue. It's a business issue. And I was thinking to myself, well, is it really? You know, I mean, couldn't you make the case that if Ayuk's contract situation last year negatively impacted the way Jennings went about his situation this year, or, you know, we all know what he put on his social media last year.
Okay.
So I'm not, I don't want to get into wordplay here, but I do think that, yes, this I'm not saying it is affecting chemistry, but I do think this is the kind of thing that can impact chemistry. And I also think that I would have to say that Ayuk's contract last year in some way has impacted the chemistry of this team, because I don't think Jennings was crazy about the way Ayuk went about his business and the amount of money he got.
So. No, I'm not mad at you, but, you know, I'm going to do it again, Steiny. I'm going to say I disagree with you. And the only reason is the only ex-football player that I know that's played pro is Lorenzo Neal. And he always said, Goo, when guys try to get your chicken, other guys shut up. They don't hold it against them. And you go out, and if the guy reports, he reports when he reports. But I know that was a big thing from you and a lot of other people saying that the contractual stuff was a distraction, but Kyle just kind of said it, like, you know?
Well, he's not going to say that, yeah, you know, when these contract things come up, they really hurt chemistry.
But you believe that there was some of that, why they went 6-11?
Well, no, I'm just talking with Jennings specifically. I mean, we talked about it a lot. What he was saying during the Ayuk, and you know what, like,
yeah, but people threw rocks at me saying I was searching for something and I was wrong.
He put it on social media and everybody talked about what he meant. I think it's obvious that.
No doubt about it. Okay, he was pointing at Ayuk.
So I would say that the Ayuk contract in some manner affected Juwan Jennings, and now he's here.
And he's taking the same, he's using the same play. But as far as his play, Steiny, he had a great year for his standards.
Right, but I'm talking about
camaraderie and all that stuff,
exactly.
In the locker room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or not necessarily camaraderie, but if one guy gets paid and another guy has a year left in his contract and starts thinking, I want to get paid too.
I hear you.
I don't know.
But you got to get in where you fit in. If you're not that good or they don't deem you that good, like, let's be honest, regardless of what you think, Ayuk to the organization, Colin John, is a way better receiver than Juwan Jennings. We understand it. Ayuk played the card. He had leverage because his talent was talking. He had that talent. And Juwan Jennings is trying to play that same card, Steiny. And right now, today, the Thursday before a payday Friday, it seems like he doesn't have the Tupac, the juice. He doesn't have the juice that he thought he had. And maybe he does, and it'll get squeezed here next week before they get on the plane and go to Seattle. But now you got to wonder, is it a calf issue, Steiny, or cash issue? But it's a combo.
It's calf and calf.
Yeah,
and calf.
Yeah.
Contract cash and calf.
Man, I just don't like it for the team, because now you got to be concerned about Juwan if he says his calf is okay. You know, he ain't been playing in pads much at all, practicing, so you don't want to risk him getting you know, hurt more. But it is kind of odd, man.
The other thing the Niners, to me, are saying is they're telling the fans what value they place on Jennings. Mm-hmm. And the value they place on Jennings is not the value that he places on himself. So we got an issue. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And the one thing we don't know is how steadfast Juwan Jennings is going to be about this situation.
And I know Kendrick Bourne yesterday was a report, is yet to manifest. I don't know, you know, if it's even going to happen, but I went a little overboard, Steiny, with the Valdez-Scantling, thinking, okay, the handwriting's on the wall, but he's on the practice squad for now. But I do wonder, like, I just don't see Juwan Jennings not being on this team and nobody saying the Niners taking a step back in their passing game. I'll go there. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think you subtract Jennings, you're probably not as good, but is it a marginal loss or not? You know what I mean? The other thing, and this is Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat, there's a reason it was only a 2-year deal that Jennings got, and it's because he's not part of their long-term plans. And that's obvious. I mean, they've got two receivers, a 1 and a 2, that they think right now are going to be their receivers for the next 5 years, Ayuk and Pearsall. They like Watkins.
Jacob Cowan.
There's no room for – the other thing is if he wants more years, then there's no doubt that I don't think he's getting that.
So can I read this to you? Because I know you're not as hip as I am. I got more street cred than you, Steiny, mm-hmm. and it's natural. But this was what he posted, Juwan Jennings, on his IG.
When?
Saturday.
Okay.
You effed around with the wrong dude. Hope your next, I can't say the word, be great. So let's just substitute the word for player or dude be great. That, to me, is cryptic in regard to, yeah, this thing ain't close.
It's not.
You done effed around with the wrong dude. Now, that to me makes it feel like, hey, Steiny Goo, I know y'all think I'm missing bread, but it's the principality of it. So maybe that's strong, his words, but that's strong, Steiny.
Well, I just.
He's talking to the organization with that one.
Okay. And clearly.
Until they call him and say, hey, we got some money. Here you go. All right, I'll be over.
Or until they say, okay, fine. He's going to start missing game checks. Mm. Unless he can show. Like, that was the other thing I thought was interesting with Lynch. He goes, you know, you can't image a guy every day.
That did.
But then he said something like, but if, you know, it doesn't get any better, yeah, we're going to have to start doing that, meaning we may have to show that he's healthy.
But he did say he played with some guys with the real life calf issue, Steiny, and it can linger.
Yeah. I mean, of course it can. And you know what? When you're not excited about your contract, calf injuries can tend to linger a little bit longer, just a little bit. Mm. So, there you go.
So you expect him, Seattle? I actually
don't.
I'm saying I'm no two.
I don't.
I'm not saying off the team. I'm just saying I feel like this is what it's going to be, man.
By the way, it sounded to me like Lynch said, he doesn't have incentives in this contract.
Man. He said that was last year.
Yeah, and he said something like, I saw that reported out there, but so I'm starting to think he doesn't have incentives in this deal.
Yeah.
And Lynch seemed to acknowledge that, which would take the incentives off the table. Like that would take off that, you know, that's what, how I want to say this. I can't even say it. I can't even talk. That would, to me, give him a lack of impetus to, you know, to get back out there because he's not going to lose any incentive or bonus money.
But Steiny, the Bible and other people and persons you talk to will tell you money is not everything. And if he feels like he's being done wrong, or he's being disrespected. And if you read that IG post by him last Saturday, it looks like that's how he's feeling. Then he's willing to take on that risk. But it is funny putting ourselves in these players' and athletes' shoes. Mooney Ward, he told us last year when he realized he wasn't getting that deal, you know, he wasn't part of the plans in the future. He didn't half-ass it by any stretch of the imagination. But, Stani, he walked us through how bitter of a pill that was to swallow. Like, you're about to embark on a season, but you already are one step ahead in regard to knowing you're not part of the future plans in regard to the brand. I mean, that's tough.
I'm just looking at Jennings' contract history, and I would assume this is kind of right. His career earnings, $18
million. Well, he ain't going to be starving then.
No, but, I mean, and I'm not scoffing at $18 million, but I'm just saying.
You asking for that 1 year now?
No, well, I'm just saying you've made $18 for your career. Can you really not play this year? No,
right.
And what, hit free agency next year after a year not playing?
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to mean for the future of his
Stani, but he's not 22 like Kuminga. He's 28.
Right.
So this will probably be his last, you know, hoorah. I know he feels like all them balls I caught, me saving Purdy and this offense's ass, even when Ayuk went down, me doing everything that you asked, blocking downfield. I've been a great soldier. Y'all can't give me a bump.
Well,
that's how he's feeling.
Right. And he's allowed to feel that way. Mm. And they're allowed to say, you ain't worth it, which is what they're saying.
Can I, Stani, you know I love the Bay and all the reporters. Am I wrong if I was just grading everybody's question? How far apart are you all? That didn't come up.
I don't think they're negotiating.
Mm.
I don't.
Jerry Jones and Mike it in.
I mean, he basically said, we're not doing that. Now, I think he might have been speaking specifically to a trade, but I...
Like, is anything imminent?
I mean, talk to somebody the other day, yesterday, who just said, he's gonna play. He has to play.
Wow.
When push comes to shove, he's going to have to go out and play for the contract that he's got right now.
So
if you don't want to play, then you're not going to get paid.
So do you think in a crazy world, Stani, he should have pulled this stunt, if we want to call it that, before he signed that last deal?
I mean,
he probably thought he could finesse it this way. I'll play one, put up some numbers, let him know now, especially with the Ayuk situation. Who knows? When he saw that happen, he probably was like, I'm going to do it. Maybe he might not even been thinking about doing it. But it is what it is. It didn't sound like they're about to cave in or give him any new money. And if you're right, they're not even negotiating, then that's why that question was not brought up.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play this one more time. Right. This is John Lynch. And we could head into the break afterwards. But this is John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan once again from yesterday. It's just about 3 minutes, not very long, but it gives you everything pretty meaningful about the Jennings situation. And then next segment, I'm going to open up the phone lines to get your all reaction. But this is, once again, this is John Lynch. And this puts everything together from yesterday. And we'll talk about it after.
Juwan Jennings and just how that fits into the overall picture of the 53.
Yeah, so Juwan's still working through his calf issue, making progress. Mm. You know, we're kind of like everyone else, hopeful but not sure, you know, on week one. And, you know, we'll proceed as such. And so we're working to get the best mix out there. We added a piece today and, you know, in MVS, Marquez Valdez Scantling, and thrilled to have him part of it. And, you know, we move forward.
Are you involved in any other wide receivers?
You know, we're always trying to improve our roster.
You guys have mentioned his MRI in the past. Do you guys see progress with that, with the imaging that's been taken on the calf?
Yeah, you don't image a guy like daily, you know. So that's something that happened a little bit ago. And, you know, if it doesn't get better soon, I'm sure we'll be doing more of that.
Is it worse than you originally had thought it was going to be?
Yeah, but I also, you know, calves can take a long time. That's one thing with that injury. Played with guys who they can take a while. So,
John, I'm sure you may be aware that there's been some conjecture that there's more than just a calf going on. given his desire for your contract and everything. Are you convinced when he is healthy that he'll be ready to play?
Well, there's a lot that goes into that, Eric. You know, ideally, everybody has a training camp. Everyone's out there. You know, that's a perfect world. But, you know, he's been putting in work to the side, and we'll have to make that judgment when the time comes. You know, the other thing is both things can be true. You know, he wants a new contract and he's got a hurt calf. So I think people want to assume one or the other. Both things can be true.
When you make your decisions on the wide receiver position specifically, do you have to do it assuming you might not have Juwan for the first few weeks?
I think we make every decision on this roster with so many things in consideration. So, yes, of course.
Has he asked to be traded?
You know, a while ago he did. But that was a long time ago, and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp, or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it, you know, was a while ago.
And this is a team that's had great chemistry, obviously, but it's also had some contractual issues in the past. What does it tell you that Juwan did ask to be traded, and how does that change the way you think about him or the way he exists on this organization?
No, that doesn't faze me at all. I don't think it has anything to do with team chemistry. And that only has anything to do with how we approach each other, how we spend our time with each other. That has to do with business decisions, and those are the business decisions people make. But I don't look at any of that stuff. I mean, you get a tweet of that while you're on your vacation, and I don't get the tweets, but when people copy a tweet and send it to me, that's about all I get, and I usually move on with my life.
John, when you said he did ask for a trade a while back, has that trade request been rescinded?
No, he asked for it, and we've moved on. And we're not doing that, so we're moving forward.
What is his contract site says that he has incentives baked into that contract that he signed? Does he have performance-based incentives?
I think that report, somebody put that in front, that was from last year. So those are things that he's already earned from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no, there it is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, yeah. There we got that. There it is right there. That was last year, Stoney.
Yep.
So he wouldn't be missing that if he sat out.
No, so he doesn't have incentives, which I don't know if that's an advantage for him or the team or what.
I felt like it was an advantage for the team thinking he would come in.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know, but now he's like, I got those.
Yeah.
And the power of social media. The head coach of an NFL team is just like our Vine. When Kenny sends something, something pops on Twitter, yep, and somebody sends it to him.
Yep.
Amazing.
All right, let's get into it on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. You heard what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said yesterday about the Jennings situation. What do you do if you're the Niners at this point? Do you like the way the Niners are playing this? They're playing hardball. That seems pretty clear to me. Do you disagree with that even? But it sure seems like the San Francisco 49ers are telling Juwan Jennings, you're either going to play on the deal you have right now, or you're not.
And we ain't trading you.
Let us know what you want to do.